Comic Timing is a proud member of the Comics Podcast Network.
Welcome to episode 46, part 2 of Comic Timing, a comics podcast devoted to the average comic book fan from the average comic book fan. Join in as a rotating panel of guests and myself, Ian Levinstein, discuss whatever comes to mind, time after time, here on Comic Timing. It's part 2 as we finish up our discussion on what will happen 20 years from now in the world of comic book land. We specifically go into the forum comments on this episode, and we give a little more of our take on the whole thing. So go ahead and listen for the listener feedback. Here now, Comic Timing. And I think this is the perfect time to actually go into the forum comments, because I think we've gone full circle with what we're saying. So let's hear what everybody else had to say. Let's start off with Titans Together. Nice short comment from him. Yeah, I think comic book publishers will start to embrace digital distribution, but I question if fans really want that type of format. Comic books are a tactile thing. You need to touch and feel a book and then bag and board it. It adds to the whole collector's mentality. Does anyone like reading comics on their computer? Does anybody here like reading them on the computer? Because I'm not much of an e-reader.
I can't stand it.
Yeah, I can't stand it either. Yeah.
I got the DVD from Best Buy, Ultimate X-Men, like the first 74 issues or whatever.
Yeah,
I got that one.
I put it in, and I got a little dizzy reading it.
Hey, no joke, my hair cutter gave me, like, the first, like, I think 200 Spider-Man comics on a disc, like, about, like, a year and a half ago. I still haven't looked at it. Because I can't see myself sitting down at the computer reading comic books on the computer.
And you want to know, honestly, what I think Heath said it best, and I elaborated on it. The cheaper paper will mean that you're not afraid to throw the book around.
Mm-hmm.
Or to trade it, or to give it to a kid so he could read it. The collector's mentality may be what's fueling the death of the comic market.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone wants to disagree with me, please.
I kind of can't because you're right in the ball. Yeah, you're right in the ball, man.
Because if I could give my comic away and know that I could probably afford to buy another copy or something, if I wanted it that badly, I would. You know, but at $3 a pop, I'm not going
to
do that.
I can't afford it. I got to bag and board it.
Yeah.
And put it in a box, never to be read again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy the trade 6 months later.
Yeah.
So I can read it whenever I want because I don't want to pull out my long box.
Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense to me. And, I mean, he adds here, as for trades versus single issues, I can see trades becoming much larger than they are, but I don't think single issues will ever really go away, which is kind of what we've been saying. We don't want to see them go away ourselves, but they kind of could unless they make some moves. Spanomano adds as well, I think the independent market will grow faster than but not overcome the mainstream market with the rise in popularity of original graphic novels, American-born Chinese, fun home, blankets, lower regions, etc., and more publishers will be scooping up comic book talent because of this. Good point, actually, because like it's kind of a resurgence to the way graphic novels were in the 80s here, where there are a lot more independent graphic novels becoming popular with people, as opposed to the 90s when it was mostly just, you know, same old, same old.
Yeah. Well, I'd agree with that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Brent, you got something for us?
Yeah, Aristoy01 says, 2 pages, $15, with an obvious bit of sarcasm there.
if we get to that point, I'm jumping out the window.
Captain Sequential says, if they really push it, issue number 12 of All-Star Batman and Robin should be hitting the shelves right about then.
Oh, I wish that wasn't true. I really wish that wasn't true, but I think it is. We've got some comments here from Lobo, which he actually had in a thread on the CGS forums, actually. Let me take this here. I'm just going to take some snippets here because this was his own thread called Thinking Outside the Long Box, but let me just go it here. What if publishers made comics available on their websites in a format similar to Marvel's Digest Comics Reader at the above link, which is at marvel.com/digitalcomics, until collected editions were available? A few teaser pages could be left online once trades are released. That's a good idea, actually. Would you guys be for that?
I kind of see it happening with the video game market. So I could see it happening with the comic book market as well. People would probably go for that if they had a safe, secure way to keep it.
It's sort of it's similar to like how the demos work in video games, like you just said.
Well, right now you could buy a full game online, sans disc, and for a cheaper price than you would be buying a disc.
Yeah, and
so as long as your hard drive doesn't crap out on your system, you're in good shape.
Yeah,
and he's saying until the trade becomes available.
Yeah, that's what he's saying here, that they can have it online and then perhaps keep a little teaser up. you know, once that happens, that way you can still have a couple pages to read.
Yeah.
Or one issue from each arc or something.
That could work. Yeah, that could definitely
work. I like that better.
Yeah. Well, he also says that these digital comics could carry all of the same ads that print copies have, potentially cultivating buyers for trades that couldn't previously be reached due to not being ordered for the shelves. Obviously, the ads would have to cost more to compensate for people not buying monthlies. What if a subscription model was adopted, say $6 a month for smaller publishers, maybe $15 a month for larger publishers, with subscribers being able to buy trades at a discount? People pay a lot more for cable every month and don't have access to that content when that month is over or when they stop paying. Well, subscription model was sort of tried earlier on in comics life, and I mean, Marvel still does their subscriptions, but not, doesn't really get much from it. But he's sort of, I guess, saying here as more of a different type of subscription here, I guess. You know how Marvel does it. You subscribe for a year and they send the comics to your door.
Yeah. Like, I think he's saying you subscribe to the comic, you get it online, and then you get a discount on the trade when it comes out in paper.
Okay.
I would do that. $15 a month for all of the comics.
Yeah.
That DC puts out and then get discounts on trades. I'd be all for that.
And that's still cheaper than you would be paying for the floppy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could go through pages and pages of ads. All I got to do is click next, next, next. I mean, I have to do that when I'm surfing the web anyway.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Or they'll probably try, oh, this ad has to display for 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You'll wait out to 20 seconds. You'll take a drink of water. Your eyes will rest. And you'll keep going.
Well,
I mean, 20 seconds is too long for those things.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 seconds is enough.
20 seconds of looking at that guy with the hand coming out of his chest with the hot dog.
Oh, that is terrible. Who thought of that? That's so home.
Why do they have six pages, though, in the middle? That's what I want to know.
Well, hey, it's not nearly as bad as the Cal Ripken comic.
That was bad. But
the Teen Titans one was really bad.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Teen Titans.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you about the Titans one. I was reading an issue of Teen Titans, and all of a sudden, there's pirates and this little girl, and I didn't know what the hell was happening. And I was like, whoa, what's going on? Who the fuck is this little girl?
Oh, no,
and I'm trying
better.
To read it. I'm trying to make sense.
They were commandos.
Yeah,
yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
They were fighting Brother Blood, and now there's pirates, and who's writing? Jeff Johns? What the hell?
All I have to
no,
say
it's Grant Morrison, and it exists only in the mind of an autistic child.
Inside the St. Elsewhere Hospital.
All I have to
you like
say,
that callback?
Yes, yes, yes. All I have to say is, who took my hostess cupcake?
Those are great.
Aquaman.
I do need to say, we talked about this on our podcast recently, Geek Brunch, and my podcasting partner, Mike, brought up an interesting point. The ads are annoying now, but when you read a comic that's like 20 years old, mm-hmm. aren't the ads kind of cool to go back and look at?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, come on, dude. I love the fact that I can open up some of my comics from the 90s and see a advertisement for Mortal Kombat for the Genesis.
Totally.
Game
yeah.
Genie.
Oh, the one with the crowd and everyone with their fists in it?
Uh-huh.
You know, like Mortal Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, the one I'm seeing lately is the one with the, I think it was Crunchin' Munch, maybe? And they'd have, like, the Marvel Collector's cards inside of each box of Crunchin' Munch.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
it was Fiddle Faddle. I can't remember which one it was.
It was Crunchin' Munch.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Crunchin' Munch, because I remember they used to have on the back of the issues, like, mm-hmm. What If? Starring Crunchin' Munch.
Yeah, I remember that. Or do you remember when you would buy the old comics? You know, that they would come like three and a dollar at the pharmacy,
mm-hmm.
three, $4, and you would get it and you would open it and there would be Charlie Atlas and the X-rays and shit like that. You can't see shit like that now.
Yeah.
I love the ads. Not this guy with this huge man arm coming out of his it looks like it's coming from his ball sack, which makes it worse.
Yeah. And
but you know what? In 2030, that'll be charming.
Will it?
I hope not. I seriously hope not.
2030, somebody will have a man arm coming out of his ball sack.
Yeah.
Hunger get what a man arm wants.
Hulk smash puny ball
to
sack.
Catch a Predator, man arm edition.
And on that note, Jurassic Alien had this to say. My only hope is that the ads will perhaps die down, but with the recent advent of the Ballpark Franks comic appearing in the middle of all DC comics, it doesn't seem
well
likely
done.
In all seriousness. And wow, talk about kismet right there.
You know, well, you know what? Some guy, I was listening to a podcast, and some guy called Dan DiDio out on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was like, the Ballpark ads, come on, please. Right? And he was like, oh, advertising handles that. I don't have a decision to do that.
What changes in distribution do you foresee? I think the online distribution DCBS becoming more and more popular amongst comic users, I think this may become more the norm. This is not to say that comic shops will disappear, but perhaps become a little more user-friendly to pull people away from the online distributor. Some stores could be a little more customer-friendly in my experience. Will comic books embrace a digital medium, or will its main production still come from hard copies? I think both will still be strong in 20 years. I cannot imagine the floppy going the way of the VHS and online becoming the DVD. I suppose I imagine it more like a CD and, say, iTunes. Both give you what you want, and you can choose. This is not to say that every title will get a floppy, however. Perhaps miniseries and offshoot Batman books will only be available online. And, you know, I could actually see them coming out with Batman, like, exclusive to online, depending on the story, I guess. If it's a miniseries, that would make sense, because miniseries are sort of a dying breed. You know, to me, I see less and less of a reason to make miniseries. Just make them straight to trade. I mean, I don't know whether agree with that. I mean, come on, it's 60
issues. Yeah, then there's good miniseries like Uncle Sam.
Mm-hmm. Miniseries are a dying breed. Are you reading DC right now?
Dude, that's what I was thinking. That's all they do now.
Well, okay, it depends on who you're reading, I guess, because there aren't that many coming out of Marvel, but there's 87 coming out of DC.
Well, Marvel has failed of miniseries because their miniseries have been crap.
Yeah.
White Tiger, it may have been good. I couldn't get the goddamn issues because there was 120 Civil War books that I had to buy.
Mm-hmm. Well, they just started one today, didn't they, with the Iron Man Rise of the Mandarin?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. And I didn't pick it up.
Yeah.
Because Iron Man
was crap.
Come on. I mean, I'm waiting for Penance to come out. You know, can't wait for Penance.
Oh, come on.
Will individual issues make way for a trade-only environment? I can see this happening, but not for superhero books. I see this happening more for books like Why the Last Man, Preacher, or Walking Dead. Books where an individual issue cannot contain the whole story like superhero books can, but reading a number of issues in a row or a trade is best. In 20 years, books like these will probably jump from concept to trade. Perhaps Diamond will have some competition down the road. Not as long as Marvel and DC back Diamond. And that's Jurassic Alien. We pretty much said that on the episode. Any more in the CGS thread, Brent?
Solitaire Rose has this to say. All graphic novels and big, thick anthologies like Shonen Jump. The direct market will collapse with the next sales bust, but publishers have enough lifelines to bookstores that they'll have to adapt the same tactics as book publishers, and most of the major characters will have graphic novels coming out on a regular basis like Star Trek or Star Wars novels.
Okay.
Earth G. Billy has a lot of comments. Says, here's my take. In the next 20 years, the monthly format will continue but will narrow. Marvel and DC, maybe Dark Horse and Image will continue the monthly format for some of their comics, but the number of ongoing monthly books will drop only to the time-tested characters, your Spider-Mans and Batmans. The miniseries will be replaced entirely by trades, with perhaps a first-issue sample being made available through an online service. For an annual fee, users will have access to these samples to decide whether or not they want to buy the full trade. The anthology form of manga comics will come to Marvel and DC by the way of showcase-style volumes reprinting older comics in black and white on newsprint paper stock. These will not necessarily be single-title or even single-character books, but more of a mixed bag. These volumes will not have the soft cover covers, but glossy magazine-style covers, and probably shrink to 200 pages or so. The local comic book shop will be replaced entirely by online ordering services, and he sees the end of the individual issue entirely from independent comic companies. Not necessarily individuals that produce the comics by themselves, but the companies that distribute their creator-owned material. I think they will switch over to all trade formats. They have been abandoned by many in the direct market shops anyway, and the switch will allow greater presence in bookstores. That's what I think what comics 20 years from now will be. He's a stalwart in thinking that the digital media will never take over the hard copy. Fine for previews and samples. I just don't think it will replace holding a book in your hands.
That's been said many times on this episode. We're all for that.
You know? Yeah, it seems like everybody's in agreement, too, that the floppies or the monthlies are kind of not destined to live out.
Yeah, well, I think that the worst thing that happened to the floppy industry was introducing trade paperbacks, and people realize how much more awesome they can be at times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for years...
Was it the worst, or was it the best?
Ooh. You know.
That's what they wanted you to think.
Uh-huh. All right. What the man who contributes plenty to the show, Equinox, has this to say. Personally, I think that Diamond will still remain involved with the distribution of comics, whether they be print media or in an electronic format. as long as they have the ear of Marvel and DC, I really don't foresee any other competitors unseating them as the means of getting our weekly books. On the flip side, I think that there will be an increase in direct distribution of books from independent publishers, such as ordering books online from Toshigawa.com or magazines from Tomorrow's Publishing. I think that there will be an increase in the number of original graphic novels published, most of which will be firmly entrenched in continuity. The reason for this is that the late creators will finally have an opportunity to complete their projects without a hard deadline hanging over their heads. Trade paperback collections of monthly runs will still be produced, as well as the monthly titles they come from. But I do think there will be a thinning of the herd, with the total number of monthly titles decreasing over time. Finally, Wizard Entertainment will crumble under the weight of its own folly and will affect the cons that they support, with at least half of the shows being run by new groups or individuals afterwards. The New York Comic Con will continue to grow, but will still remain in second place behind the San Diego Comic Con, and will remain in sunny California and not move to Las Vegas. And that is Equinox, and I'm sort of in agreement about the Las Vegas thing, since I believe they just signed a new lease with San Diego, so they're not going anywhere anytime soon. But what he said about Wizard, I totally agree with that.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, because we didn't even talk about Wizard on the show. I mean,
no.
They're a dying breed.
They won't be around in 5 years.
Thank God, too.
Yeah, I mean, 5-10 years, definitely. I mean, they might still be around perhaps running shows, but their magazine's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe WizardEntertainment.com will live on, but not the magazine. That's dead in the water right there. Any more in the thread, Brent?
Just one more. Gargoyle has this to say. Web-based distribution. Someone has to crack online comics or some form of digital subscription at some point. Printed material is less and less relevant to the way people take in their entertainment. While I think we'll always have a place for the collector, I'd love to think that the big two will be offering access to everything they publish online for a fixed subscription. I mean, the books I read are almost all printed onto nice, heavy paper, put into boxes, crates, and flown across the world so that I can get them from Forbidden Planet. That's just nuts. I'm no yogurt knitting tree hugger.
What? Yogurt knitting tree hugger. That's awesome.
That's what he says.
That's absolutely awesome.
I'm no yogurt knitting tree hugger, but that's an awful lot of mileage for a funny book.
Yogurt hugging near yogurt knitting tree hugger. That's beautiful.
I didn't know you could knit yogurt.
You can now.
I just found my new form signature quote.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've had one either. I might have to add that on there. Lobo has his PlayStation 9 teleport yours today version of things that are going to happen. I expect we'll subscribe to comics via RSS feed that will be beamed wirelessly to our contact lenses and directly debit our bank accounts. Dude, seriously, if we get to that point, I'm avoiding the government at all costs because they can know where
it's
I am.
It's people!
You're eating people!
Comic
show
books
the
are
people!
Comic
no,
books are
no
people.
One. They're just in your contacts. I don't wear contacts. They're people.
Funny books are people.
Then in between the pages, Iron Man will have some subliminal messages to say that he's not a douche.
But we all know that Iron Man is a douche.
Exactly.
And I'm glad Derek's not here.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love iron in my diet. I don't know about this Iron Man guy. Well, douche.
What food group is he in?
He's in the douche food group.
That means with the vinegar and water.
All right. Moving on. JLA fan had this to say. And by the way, this is something he has to say because, surprisingly, we're not the only ones talking about this topic. And it's just by pure coincidence, obviously. I mean, it just has happened sometimes in comics and comic podcast, but there's an episode of the Pop Cult Online coming out. That's obviously the world's famous person, Nick Fury himself's podcast. The Future of Comics episode number 26 of the Pop Cult Online will be focused on that. And both Web Rats, Maxim Glory, and JLA Fan are all going to be on that episode talking about that. So go ahead and check that out when it's out. It'll probably be out sometime in the near future. But anyway, he has.
And we know how that happened, right?
Oh yeah, sure.
He was cruising the forum he was listening to Comic Timing 7 or 8 months ago. He heard my idea. He wrote it down. He stole it. And now he's doing it on his show.
No, I do have this to say, though. Hey, Maxim, when are we doing that anime episode, dude? You, like, asked me about that, like, a year ago. Come on, man. Hook me up. All right. Moving on. several of the ideas posted in this thread were discussed, and we ended up settling on a digital distribution system that will hinge on a very affordable high-res color reader that is at least the size of a trade paperback, maybe even magazine size. In general, we thought that the key will be that the medium would be created to leverage distribution of other things like Entertainment Weekly or USA Today, but that once created, it could be easily leveraged for comics. Having a Wi-Fi built in so that downloads could happen without having to plug into a computer would be cool too, or possibly into your contact lenses. That's, you know, totally up to you. There was also a supposition that once the comics were created and originally distributed via these e-readers, there would still be a market for a paper trade paperback every 6 to 12 months, repeating the comic on paper for readers who want the tangible paper experience, kind of like some webcomics do today. That's interesting, actually. I know that the Sony has some e-readers out there right now. Mm-hmm. Is it possible we might see an advancement in those to where they're the size of a trade paperback?
Yeah, but I think you still face the problem of that you're reading it on a screen.
Yeah.
And no matter how many times they increase the number of pixels on a screen and make the pixels smaller, you're still going to get your eyes hurting from the glowing screen.
Yeah, yeah. Has anyone thought of our eyesight? I mean, we spend so much time in front of a screen already.
Hey, I just got brand new glasses, so the world looks much brighter to me, so I'm okay with that.
All right.
See, this is the difference between Comic Timing and the Pop Cult Online. They have three older gentlemen and use words like supposition... And, you know,
I use the word like facetious.
Okay, well, we have three younger fellows. I won't call us gentlemen because we all know how we are. Well, at least
there's nothing gentle
some
about
of us
you.
Anyway.
What are you okay. trying to say, you dick?
I was excluding you.
Hey, fuck off, bitch.
And we use words like fuck off, bitch.
It's not even 11 o'clock.
Hey, all I have to say is you should be listening to this on the toilet because that's the way that Juan listens to his podcast.
Who says I'm not on the toilet?
Don't you guys hear the echo?
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
and I haven't heard a courtesy flush yet.
hey, Brent, you
mute.
Know I could still get on your ass for that time where I heard the fucking flush.
You're going to get on his ass? Ew. You said you're going to get on his ass.
Oh, and that's how
are
you know
one of them
this
gays?
Is timing. You're one of those homosexuals?
Right.
Moving on, Torch Song has this to say. Take it, Brent.
All right, 20 years is a long time to try and forecast, but here it goes, and boy does he go. Number one, we're assuming we're talking Western comics. Someone will finally figure out how to make an Eastern manga phone book idea work. It might not be Marvel or DC, but I can foresee a conglomeration of independent artists collaborating on a cheap, easily mass-produced book that features new chapters, or perhaps even a whole story, from each artist with a survival of the fittest mentality. That is to say, the comics that resonate most with the readership may go on to see a trade paperback made from their work, perhaps even better paper with color added in. CrossGen tried this, and for 9 to 11 bucks, you got a few chapters from about 6 series on a high-quality paper with color. It can be done, and it ought to be done, but for some reason, we just haven't figured it out how to do yet. And I will say that I bought 13 volumes of that CrossGen Edge trades. Mm-hmm. I forget who it was from, though. But, you know, they were 11 bucks a pop, and he sold them all to me for 20 bucks. So I read the whole Ruse series in there. A good number of, what was the other one? There were a whole bunch. I mean, not Sojourn, but...
Sojourn was good.
Yeah, Sojourn is actually really good.
Mystic was in there. You know, okay. A bunch, like half of their titles were in there.
Cool.
So, yeah. And that I thought it was a good way to read them. I read them over last Christmas break. And as long as I had them a bunch, because sometimes they would put in like 2 issues from the same series, and then you'd have 1 from the next one, and then 2 issues from the next series. So sometimes you got like a full story. Sometimes you didn't. But it was pretty good.
Hey, well, it should have worked.
Yeah.
If they were a bigger company like Marvel or DC, it would have worked. They just didn't have the money to back it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad to think about this, but, you know, 20 years down the line, there'll be stories that we're very, very familiar with that, you know, probably happened like 5 or 10 years ago or maybe earlier than that, that end up in essential volumes. That's when that's when you know that we'll be old.
I'm already there, man.
Essential Dazzler, baby. Essential Dazzler.
So why are you on this podcast? Why aren't you on Pulp Colton Online?
I'm telling you.
No, Heath is young at heart.
Okay.
I'm only 28.
All right, number 2.
I know, dude, and I'm 23, man. Come on. Dude, this is the under 30 podcast right here, all right?
No, they're actually trading stuff up to the 90s now.
Yeah, I know.
In Essentials. Yeah. It's sad.
In what? What Essentials does that?
In Wolverine.
Wolverine's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
X-Factor.
Oh, God,
Wolverine, you can't help it because of the time Wolverine, the series, came out. So you can't help but run into that.
Well, did they start with the miniseries, by the way, or did they go straight into his regular series?
No, they went straight with the miniseries. Okay. Or, I'm sorry, straight with the, was it the Larry Hama?
The Miller.
No, that was the mini.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where I think they should have started, but that's another story for another time, I guess. But because that really was the first really awesome Wolverine series right there. All right, but anyway, number two.
Perhaps this will also work for digital distribution. After all, if we can read, in theory, hundreds of comics online, our hit counts can relay which ones are popular enough back to the companies that put them out. Perhaps that will let them know which books ought to get the pulp treatment. I do agree that with the other sentiments that I've seen, that comics are something you want to hold in your hand, take to the John, hop in the Lazy Boy to read, etc. The company that figures out how to do this gives us the best of both worlds and is the one that's going to succeed.
Especially to the John.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of. All right, number three. As a fairly recent convert to DCBS, it's definitely how I'm buying my comics from here on out. In 20 years, will we even have a need for a local comic shop? While it means the death knell for going to a store and hanging out with like-minded individuals and losers,
I'm sorry, but when I went into Midtown, I got my books and I got the fuck out.
Excuse me, but the color of his eyes does not match up to the way they were in issue one. I am going to send an angry letter to Joe Quesada immediately.
I'm
going to
blog about this so hard. Clack, 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 clack.
Why do you need real friends when you can have people you don't even know online?
With funny names like Troy.
And make fun of them.
Yeah, right, Brent? We have no idea what he's talking about with that, right?
Exactly.
No,
I am sci-fi. What's that all about?
Does he want to be all of science fiction or just sci-fi?
Hey, I was expecting you to be Dutch, man.
Dutch?
He came out with his New Zealand accent.
Woods?
I should have came out with the...
Yeah, I was expecting you to be a Dutch James Bond.
What is a Dutch accent? I don't even know.
H-Dutch 007, man. Come on. You let me down, man.
Dutch accent.
I get it. I'm just trying to think of what a Dutch accent is so I could try to do one, but I don't know what a Dutch accent sounds like.
It's like you're Danish. No, I don't know.
Is that like Swedish?
Just go back to being New Zealand.
Yes, it's kind of like Swedish, but you wear a
Halloween. Halloween. Good to be on the show.
And if there's anybody listening in the Dutch land, they aren't anymore.
We're sorry.
I spank
put on
Dutch.
My wooden shoes.
And these comics. The Dutch Ian.
Bjork, Bjork, Bjork. Spork, spork,
spork. Fjord, fjord,
fjord. Schmoozy, schmoozy.
Okay, let's get on with this Rocco's Modern Life.
Uh-huh. Enough of the Muppets.
Yeah.
Well, it means the death knell for going to a store and hanging out with like-minded individuals. The podcast comic online community, that's where we stopped, has shown that the group hasn't really gone away. They've just moved to a different location in cyberspace.
Well,
I'm not particularly
safe,
crazy about buying my books in an iTunes-type format, but I could definitely see it going that way if those companies like DCBS that have a firm footing in the online sales area can capitalize on that. I see no reason it couldn't continue if comics went the digital route.
Okay, that's enough of my yakking. And that's
not necessary.
Oh, come on, man. What? Torch Song put it in there. Hey, he is my favorite ambush bug on the forums.
He's the only ambush bug on the forums.
Oh. Again, we've talked about the whole iTunes-type format thing, and I do agree with that, especially if they put DRM on it, because that would really suck.
The death of DRM already happened, so it doesn't really matter anymore.
No, I know that. It's just that people like to hold on to things.
Mm-hmm.
Like death knells, pretty much. And you got to be able to bring these anywhere you want, you know, whether it be on your iPod, whether it be on, you know, an e-reader, wherever. Just make sure that you can put it on anything, and that'll make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't limit yourself to one thing. Captain CPA, awesome serene name, by the way. I enjoy that a lot. And he's kind of new.
Because he's the captain of all the fountains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this to add. I have seen the future of comics, and it is IndiePlanet.com. What a terrific concept. Printing on demand, which also happens at kablam.com. That's ka-blam.com. See CGS episode 287. Coupled with an online ordering and distribution system like at IndiePlanet.com. Why the heck didn't I think of this? The most interesting thing was when Barry Gregory from Kablam said that the best-selling comics are easily the ones available for free online. In other words, creators who give their content away are rewarded by purchases of the hard copies. when people already know they like a comic, they want to own it for their collections, for rereading and hopefully sharing with others. Why wouldn't all publishers begin following this model? Every issue of every comic and trade forever in print. Zero back issue stock because comics are printed only after ordered. Distribution is handled completely through a website. Not sure if you want to order a given issue? Check out the free preview that gives you pages of content without giving away the entire story. Don't want to buy hard copies? Perhaps a paid online subscription allows you to read all of the comics online. And why stop there? Imagine being able to create your own trade. You pick the issues you want traded, select the cover art, pick the type of paper, enter your credit card number to pay by the page, and the custom trade is printed on demand. I don't think the future of comics is online only or print only. This is the perfect mesh of the two, giving readers the option to read comics how they want. That's Captain CPA, and that is a brilliant idea.
I love it.
Amen.
Touché.
Captain CPA.
That is totally awesome. How willing would people like Marvel and DC be to actually switch to a format like that?
I don't know.
Then you could get the Amazon's Attack issues in a trade. Amazon's Attack, Wonder Woman. Amazon's Attack, Wonder Woman. Amazon's Attack, Wonder Woman, Teen Titans, Teen Titans. Amazon's Attack. The way it's meant to be read instead of that bullshit they put out.
Yeah, and please don't get me started on Amazon's Attack. I would go on a 40-minute rant.
I went on a 20-minute one on the next BK's Bullets.
Oh my God!
There's a new BK's Bullets! Stop the presses, Perry.
All right, Amazon, excuse me, Atomic 99. That's Amazon. Amazon's on the brain. Amazon 99.
Hang on. Can we get back to that other one for just a second?
Sure, go ahead.
Do we think that, I mean, it's a great idea in theory, but then, like, Marvel and DC couldn't force us to buy crap issues in the middle of good collections?
Yeah.
Like, you've got that Civil War trade that just came out, and it's basically, like, the leftover stuff that didn't go on anything else that nobody wanted to buy.
Yeah. Well, you know what that kind of reminds me of, actually? The original trades that first came out weren't complete runs. They picked and choose issues.
Mm.
You know, I mean, there are some issues to this day that have not been traded because either they weren't a part of a storyline or they just didn't feel like they needed to be traded. I mean, this would sort of be the same sort of thing. You'd be able to pick and choose whatever the hell you want and make something awesome.
Awesome!
Yeah. But then again, they couldn't sell us the return of Captain Marvel because nobody would want it.
Hey, I picked up Captain Marvel number one, but only because it was 75 cents.
Yeah.
At DCBS. No, mm-hmm.
Yep, at DCBS.
Sponsor me, please.
If anybody's listening from DCBS, you're bigger, better, and has double the space, so go ahead.
DiscountComicService.com.
All right, moving on to Atomic 99, Brent.
Oh my goodness. Atomic 99 says, there will still be floppies because...
there will still be floppies.
His Nova icon demands that it be said like that. There will still be floppies because many of us still like to read books and not computer screens, and because of the collector mentality. But less floppies will be printed. You'll have your big character books, but the lesser characters will get tryouts and other cheaper medium books like digital downloads. Look for the $5 or $6 32-page book. Ouch. Ooh. Maybe 28 pages and smaller in dimensions, too. $3 download and print your own books, too. I agree with the iTunes comments. Sequential on demand. I think the comic book product will come in many forms as companies look to expand their ways to sell their product. You have your standard comic, an enhanced comic, digital audio or special effects, more video games, more CG and multimedia, and a blurring of the lines between the traditional print comic and those other mediums. Companies like Marvel and DC, whom have the infrastructure to offer this kind of variety, will take full advantage of it, while smaller companies will have a tougher time competing on this level. But fear not. The standard small press creators will still be making comics. Since we are in an era of geek culture, I expect this to continue to the next level where the fan will somehow be allowed to partake in the product somehow more than they have done before. I'm not sure how this will manifest itself. Recently, it has been the fans becoming podcasters and videocasters with access to the creators. Perhaps the next step will be the fan being able to partake in the online product. Yes, now that turns the fan into a pro, but it would probably be fan quality and cheap product for the big companies, much to the anger of the real pros. I see computers and HD televisions being integrated, recordable audio and video iPod phones. Lucas's kids will be trying to remake Star Wars. Does he even have kids?
Yeah, George Lucas Jr. and George Lucas III. No, he does? I absolutely kid. I could just see him naming his kids after himself, though.
Even a girl. Kids. Come
no, Luke. No, he has a kid called Jar Jar.
Jar Jar Lucas.
Yeah.
Misa don't understand why you make that character daddy.
Now this kid's gonna hate him.
Oh yeah.
Like, you name me after a crappy character.
You name me after the character nobody wanted in the other two movies, so you cut him out.
Yeah.
Star Trek 22 features a digitized William Shatner in his prime. DC executive editor Jeff Johns versus Marvel. 20th Century Fox editor-in-chief Alexa Kitchen. Variant foil cover trades. Phoenix dies at least five more times. Two Marvel Universe reboots. One more DC relaunch. We'll be arguing when the Platinum Age ended and the Digital Age started. The Stones will still be touring.
Oh, I love you, Atomic Kid 99. You always make me chuckle.
Well, could I just say something about his post?
What's up?
Where he said another DC relaunch? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what we need.
No.
No.
Start back from zero.
No.
Everything's zero. No, no continuity.
No.
Everything is zero.
It's,
why not?
It's not that bad, to be honest. Well, it's not that bad.
Because you'll be able to make a new population, and then all the collectors could start at zero.
Okay, it's one thing if you're creating a separate line, but it's another thing if you're doing it with the actual comics. I don't see that happening.
I can see DC starting like their own Ultimate line 20 years from now, after the failure of the All-Star line.
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
Let's be honest, it's not really growing at all.
Are you dense? No. Are you dense, man? It's the most awesome thing ever. Are you retarded?
It is the best, most goddamn
thing ever. Are you retarded?
Both the Batman and Robin, yay! Okay.
It's real easy for a fifth grade level because all they say is goddamn.
What he did say though about the HD televisions being integrated, that would be pretty cool if we got to see maybe perhaps the HD content or the HD version of an image in pure crisp quality on our screen, perhaps with maybe music set to it, something like that.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want music on my comics.
Okay, well then no music.
Or some cheap like Marvel music like their podcasts.
Oh.
Ding 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 ding.
I'm gonna give you sound bites.
You're still listening or you're still looking at a TV though. You're still looking at a screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've all kind of disagreed with that. So all right.
Yeah, I don't
they could take the root of the PS9 and inject things into your brain. It's people. They're little itty bitty people. They're in my brain.
They're all in your head, Juan. They're all
it's
in
Ray
your head.
Palmer. Ray Palmer is people in my head.
No, don't step there.
Oh, and then he'll become Eclipso. All right. Let's move on to the comment by Miss Kitty Fantastico, which, by the way, I think out of all of the most recent forum names, this one's up there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway,
I'm all turned on all of a sudden.
Fantastical.
Uh-oh. Anyway.
Foreign names. How about avatars?
Yes, that is mighty attractive. All right.
She looks like that girl from Outlaw Star, Asia Kang-Pan.
Really? Oh. Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, a little bit.
Whatever. You don't feel bad if it's a 50-year-old dude in Las Vegas or something.
I'm no expert on predicting technology, but I'd put a small but respectable sum of money on someone in the next 20 figuring out how to cost-effectively manufacture a digital paper technology and secure the backing and marketing know-how to make it mainstream. What I'm imagining is basically something that's equivalent to thick paper, not card, but probably not quite as thin and flimsy as regular printed pages, but still something you can fold or roll up and stick in your pocket without damaging. And it'll be a display screen with an integrated processor, like an iPod for anything that today you get printed on paper. Once that happens, the entire publishing and distribution industry changes. Physical shipping becomes redundant. Bookshops and comic shops and news agents become licensed download centers. Go there, plug your iPage in, Apple's probably already copyrighted that just in case, and download whatever comic or book or newspaper you want, iPod Touch coming soon. There'll be a period when hard copy and iPage formats exist side by side, like CDs and MP3s now. But as more people buy iPages, and as the net becomes faster and more widely available at high speed, subscription services, buying comics directly from publishers and downloading them via your own PC, like the iTunes store, will skyrocket. And eventually, hard copy will be like vinyl records. It'll never go away, but it'll be a curiosity, not an industry. Plus, people who live around 14th Street in New York will totally be hip about them.
They'll be right by the Cube on Astor Place.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So does that mean in clubs they'll be spinning books?
Look, I got this and it's all dog-eared.
Dude.
Rage Against the Machine!
There will be entire places devoted to book reading.
Check it out, I found a vintage Michael Crichton.
Oh, nice. Sorry. I think 20 years is a certainty, but I'd be surprised if it takes more than 10. I've seen reports here and there for years of people tinkering with this kind of technology, so it's only a matter of time before, like iPods taking down CD players, it becomes small enough and good enough that hard copy just doesn't have an advantage anymore. Upside, fewer middlemen, with no need to print and distribute and store comics on shelves for people to buy, the money stream tightens up with fewer stages between the creator and the consumer. And with the cost of production and distribution being minuscule compared to today, publishers won't face much risk by giving obscure indie creators a shot. The worst that can happen is that no one downloads it, and the publisher isn't out anything but a bit of hard drive space. Downside, no more comic shops. Frowny face. And there'll be no... and there will no doubt be a fairly brutal and bloody scramble to make transition from successful print publishing to successful new digital publishing, including the usual raft of one-hit wonder startups that collapse in on themselves at a moment's notice. Some of them will likely take some good comics down with them. I dare say it'll all sort itself out in the end, though. These things usually do, for a broad definition of sorted. And wonderful post right there. Which, you know, they're wide range. And actually, yeah, what is stopping Apple from making an iPage device?
You have to get a material that's strong enough that will handle all the flicking that's going to happen. And the screen will hold up. But if you have a material, like I was saying, a little bit more flexible that you could pass like a current through and the image will pull up, it's easily foldable. And you could put it away and you don't have to think about it. Mm-hmm. If they could do something like that, like that digital paper he was saying,
you know,
like a cloth that could display the image by passing electrical currents through it, mm-hmm. you know, like low-level electrical currents so you don't get electrocuted from people who eat and drink while using electronics. I don't understand how they do that, but they do. The iPod Touch is feasible for it, but the storage capacity, you know, let's say we read 10 books... And if you want good resolution, you're only going to be able to fit a couple of good books on there if they're 22 pages.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Miss Kitty Fantastico's real name is Chris Cook. So, yeah, it's a guy.
Are you kidding?
I was going to say that. It looks like a guy, guys. We've been duped.
It's a guy.
Are you me or no?
Dude, it's a guy. It's a guy. It says right there in the signature, Chris Cook.
Maybe it's a girl like Christina.
Yeah, doubtful.
Do you now regret masturbating to the avatar?
Aww.
That's in my sink. Do you know? That's going in my sink.
In your sink?
In your sink. No. In his toilet.
At least you just turn on the water.
Oh, at the tub, you don't have to aim.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do like the idea that's presented, though, about less middlemen, because there are plenty of middlemen involved with comic books.
Yeah,
I don't like the middleman either.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're taking away Diamond, pretty much, from the equation. You know, you're allowing yourself to just, you know, do whatever you need to do and put it out there. Because Diamond is the ultimate middleman.
They'll decrease prices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That could certainly be possible somewhere down the road. We got one more comment here from Mongoose Dog, and Brent, you got it.
Mongoose Dog says, at the rate technology is growing, there's no telling where comics will go. I'm sure they will come out in a hard copy of some sort. My guess would be that they would download the comic monthly, and then as the monthly wraps up, then they will put it out in trades. Of course, there's always the thought that printing technology could go through the roof, and then we could still get our floppies at quite possibly a cheaper rate than now, if someone develops a cheap way of producing a paper that will produce colors based on a certain type of light that hits it or something. Well, it's almost time for work, so now I am reaching... just to finish this post. Oh, crap. Gotta go.
Hopefully he was not, you know, murdered by his boss for posting at work. But, yeah, thanks for the comments, though.
I think he's leaving for work, actually.
Oh, leaving for work. Okay, all right. Well, in that case, hopefully you weren't murdered by your, you know, significant other then for being late. All right. But, yeah, I mean, he reiterates pretty much what we've all said already about the fact that they, you know, that trades will be more popular and, you know, that'll be that pretty much. But
yeah,
who knows where we're going, folks? Who knows where we're going? At this point here, I guess we could finally just do some final thoughts and wrap it up as we're almost at 3 hours. So this will be a two-parter because I believe in episodes that don't last more than about, like, hour and a half, 2 hours most of the time, except for when they're 2.5 hours. But yeah, so yeah, I guess we can sort of move on to final thoughts here, and we'll once again start with the guests. So Heath, final thoughts on comics 20 years from now?
I want to see, like, I like Torch Song's idea of, like, the Japanese system of cheap monthly compendium sort of things, and then you get your trades or your nicer stuff.
Yeah.
I hope that that's where they go. I can't say that that is where they're going to go, but I like that. Because I like essentials and stuff. Do you guys think essentials are kind of overpriced for considering it's black and white?
They are.
And you look at manga. I mean, they've already got most of the stuff in Masterworks and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can get like the manga sized volumes like that for like $9.99.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you should be able to get the Masterworks and the essentials, that sort of stuff, for the same price. It makes sense. And look at the paper quality you're getting on that.
Like, yeah, it's like toilet paper.
Yeah. You can literally just use this for your ass. I wouldn't, though. I wouldn't recommend it because you'll get ink on your ass. But still, this is the sort of stuff that we're talking about. We want to see this sort of paper quality so we can get lower prices. But still, it doesn't seem like they want to do lower prices, even if they do have paper quality that bad.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if we got lower prices.
We've sat here tonight, and I think between the four of us, we figured this out. Mm-hmm. And I think that we should mark this date.
Uh-huh.
This is the 6th, right?
Yes, it is. It's still the 6th as of now, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, remember, the 6th of September, okay?
Oh, curious.
I'm going off Guy Fawkes, man.
Oh, Eddie Campbell. I can't read that font. Oh, my God.
We're going V against the system. You guys, you feel that?
Rage against
We're turning this crap on its head.
Diamond. Fuck
Dan DiDio, I'm coming for you, Joe Quesada.
I didn't do anything. Why are you doing that for me?
Yes,
why are you doing that, guys? I don't understand. Why are you coming after me?
Dude, that's an awesome Dan DiDio.
Thank you.
I just want the cops to come out on time. I don't understand what your problem is. Guys, what's going on?
My problem is the ballpark, Franks. Get them up.
Michael.
Hey, guys, that's not my problem. I'm not in charge of the ads or anything. I'm just here to make the good comics, okay?
You know what I like about your Dan DiDio? You make him sound Yiddish.
Maybe he is.
Maybe he
know.
Is, yeah. But yeah, no, this was the day that we all declared that there will be changes, and they will begin with comic timing.
People shouldn't be afraid of their comic companies. The comic companies should be afraid of their people.
Sucker.
There's always time for comics.
Yeah. And you know what? Actually, that slogan works very well with what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Totally.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You going to put that in your book? Huh?
Uh-huh.
You gonna put that with your main character who's kind of doing what you're doing right now, huh?
Huh? You still don't do that nearly as well as Raph, though. when Raph does that...
I'm sorry.
How's that book you're working on? How's the novel? Is it going okay? How's it going? You going to do it all right? Is it good? How's that novel you've been working on? The one with the comic book characters that you put out every single week? You like that? You still working on it? Is that what you're doing? Still working on it?
Sorry.
Come back, you piggy son of a bitch. All right, okay.
I just killed a puppy to mark this occasion.
All right, Juan, final thoughts?
Can you come back to me?
Okay, Brent, final thoughts?
Can you come back?
Oh, fuck off.
All right, I got some. I'll make some.
I'd kill another puppy.
What, are you masturbating or something?
That Netflix.
Well, that's right, kitties, right. Sorry. Right, puppies right, and right. Kitties, there's a difference.
All right. We've had enough masturbation jokes in this episode. Come on, move on.
Deepa, I need my king butterfly. Deepa! Deepa!
All right. It's not even 2 a.m. yet, man. Come on.
No, I know, which is
weird.
All right.
Okay, Brent, any final thoughts?
I think comics 20 years from now are going to be pretty similar to what we have now, to be honest. I think we might have some online digital distribution, but I think we will still have some, maybe not comic stores, but we're still going to have some specialty stores that deal in, you know, all the gaming and stuff, and the Pokemon cards will still be popular. I don't know why. You know, at least Ian will have a job then.
Yay!
But I think you'll see him in, it'll be a sci-fi store, or a specialty store, or a gaming store, rather than the comic shop, because we'll have these new online distribution systems, and we'll probably have like an e-reader or whatever, but I don't think it will be as popular as some think it will be.
I like Job.
Me either.
I like Job. Job is good. Give me Job. Do it. Do it now.
Oh, Pikachu.
Juan, final thoughts for you?
I think, like, forecasting that far into the future is a little bit difficult, especially with inflation, the value of our daughter, and just the type of system that's in place. If Diamond is still in place, I think independent type distributor for just independent comics will emerge to give Diamond competition and will offer better deals. Mm-hmm. So the indies market, like Spano said, might proliferate.
Yeah.
And it might just catch on, and it could see a slight downfall to the mainstream market. If the price goes down and we get slightly cheaper paper or even a cheaper grade of paper and the price point goes down, we could see a resurgence of comics, especially in areas such as schools or more mainstream outlets such as the Best Buys, the Kmarts, the Walmarts, and so forth. In essence, comics will remain the same. The heroes will be there. There will still be worlds blowing up and worlds to save. It's just, what are you willing to pay? And are you willing to pay anything and everything to see those stories?
You know, I like the fact that when I ask you for final thoughts, it always sounds like you wrote this down, man. Because those were awesome final thoughts.
I think he got a thesaurus out, too.
Yeah.
Proliferate.
Proliferate.
Well,
good. Thank God Microsoft Sam could just sound just like me, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, definitely. But, dude, no, in general, though, I'm all for pretty much everything that you just said right there. I think there will be a continued surge in independent comics because people are starting to realize that there is stuff out there that's not Marvel and DC. There is stuff out there that's not superheroes.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, it's totally awesome. And the independent market, the Vertigo, and the Wildstorm all combined into giving you something that is not regular, that's different than everything else out there. There's always going to be a niche for it, but the niche is going to continue to increase over the next 20 years. And whether they go digital distribution, whether they go their own distribution market and that's not Diamond, we're going to see more independence than we've ever seen before. I think we're going to like it. I think we're going to like the way that the world is good, that the world of comics is going in the next 20 years. We might not have comic shops anymore. We might still have comic shops. There might be comic shops that focus entirely on trades. There might still be floppies, but we're still going to have a medium. Our job is to spread this medium on to the younger generation so that it doesn't die with us.
I believe the children are the future.
Yes, and only minus the...
They take comics and run away. they will speak of the Flash and the Green Lantern.
If you take my comics and run away, I will hit you.
Or I could shoot you because I'm from the Bronx and I'm packing heat, bitch.
Yeah, sure you are. Uh-huh. Right, right. You look like a very threatening person in real life, Juan, I must say. Yeah. You totally fit the bill of the gangster Bronx guy. I'm being very sarcastic right now.
I couldn't tell.
Oh, boy. All right. Oh,
boy. Well, when he said he was packing heat, I think he was talking about his crotch.
Oh!
Oh! Hey, someone got the joke.
And on that note, before we...
Three round first, bitch.
Before we got one more thing to do before we go into the wrap-up here, and let's play a promo for one of the many different podcasts out there that have sent their promo over. I thank them for that. But this one is a promo from the Comic Book Savant podcast, so go ahead and give that a listen.
Do you find yourself wondering if you are the only person who really cares about comics as much as you do? Do you spend hours pondering the best roster of superhero teams? Do you get frustrated after buying 6 issues of a story that could have been told in 3? Then listen to the Comic Book Savant podcast. Comic Book Savant is an informative and fun journey through comics of the past and present, with a perspective that is a little deeper than the average fanboy's. Join host James Harris as he discusses what makes the comics we love so special, and also discusses the creative side of comics, such as writing, penciling, inking, coloring, and more. So whether you are a Golden Age fan or a modern comics fan, or just everything in between, Comic Book Savant is the podcast for you. Comic Book Savant, the podcast for the serious comics fan.
All right, and there you go. And it is endorsed by Peter Rios of Comic Geek Speak.
I like that promo. You know why I like it?
Why?
Because I wrote that.
Oh, snap.
Whip snap.
Yes. Oh, awesome.
So you wrote it, and then Peter Rios spoke it.
Yeah.
That's magic, man.
Yep.
That's pure magic right there. And you can check out Comic Book Savant over comicbooksavant.com. One of the many good podcasts out there, so go ahead and give that a listen. All right, I think we're pretty much done here, so let's get our typical promos out. And, well, let's start with the guy who was the guest on the show and made this topic suggestion in the first place and is a mighty awesome dude. Tell us about what you got upcoming in the pipeline on the Geek Brunch, Heath.
Well, I will be on Larry King Live Friday the 14th of October. No.
Oh, really? No.
No. I lied.
Oh, you lied.
I'm a chronic liar. We don't really have a pipeline on Geek Brunch. We just kind of just sit around and chit-chat about what we read and what we saw, and we try to have a guest each week, but we don't always make it to a guest. Sometimes it's just me and my partner, Mike. Mike Myers, who's Comic M on the forum. And we're under Derek Coward's Comic Book Noise family. Mm-hmm. You can find us on comicbooknoise.com if you search around for Geek Brunch. You can Google Geek Brunch, and we're on iTunes. So drop us a line, come by the forum, check us out, give us a listen, tell me what you think, and we would love to have you listen to us.
And eventually, you should have me on the show.
Definitely, man.
Yay! I am very No, you guys put out a great product, and it's a nice conversational podcast. So,
have you listened to it?
Yeah, no, I have actually listened to it. I listened to one or two episodes.
Even, sloppy.
Oh, I do not lie about things like listening to podcasts, man. You are.
I hope it wasn't like episode 1 through 8 because those were not very good.
I think it was actually episode like 4 or 5 or something like that. But
yeah, you should go listen again.
Okay.
Because, you know, podcasts are always rough when you start.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Please don't.
We can't all come out of the gate like the Beatles.
Please don't listen to my first 5 episodes. They were really, really rough. And that was back when I was still using Hot Recorder. Okay, fine. Listen to them anyway, but then just don't listen to them ever again after that.
Right. Ignore.
Uh-huh. All right, Juan, what do you got upcoming on the Geeks Unite podcast?
Well, Raph and I are working to get our schedule back on track, and we're going to try to put out a couple of episodes, at least one more before 300 and one at 300. And I am also possibly working on a project myself, and I have begun writing with Danny, and we've produced 3 issues of our series, so it'll be coming down the pipeline sometime soon.
Awesome. Sweet. Cool. And obviously, geeksunite.libsyn.com and freewebs.geeksunite. And you have an episode coming up about some crazy space series, right?
Yes. Yes. And Cartouches.
Cartouches?
I love Cartouches.
what we're talking about is we're going to have an episode on Stargate SG-1 and the Stargate universe pretty much coming up. They'll probably be recorded this upcoming Tuesday, which means it'll be out next year. So go ahead and check that out, and hopefully, you know, eventually Raph will get to it or something like that. I don't know.
Well, let me take this opportunity to thank you for having me on.
Oh,
it was really nice.
You. Well, dude,
had a lot of fun.
It's totally awesome, and if you ever want to come back, let me know, because you seem to have very good chemistry with the craziness of this show. So
cool, man. Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate it.
So, Brent, you recorded the most recent VK's Bullets, right?
Yes, and I actually did I do it today? Yeah, I did it today or yesterday.
Today or yesterday or tomorrow or
today yesterday. Well, it really doesn't count by the time this podcast comes out.
I love he said, "Did I do it today? Oh, today or yesterday?" I love you, Brent.
Anyway, it's a rant about Amazon's Attack number 6 and Wonder Woman number 12, and how much they both suck.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Well, hey, it has to suck because it's going to be totally awesome once a certain Gail Simone comes on the title.
It does not.
Yes, dude, come on. You know it's got to kick ass. It's Gail Simone. She writes gold.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it doesn't have to suck because Gail Simone's coming on.
Well, no.
That's no reason
it
for it to suck.
No, it has to suck beforehand so we're even happier she's coming on the book.
Well, that just inflates the goodness of her writing. That doesn't accurately measure the quality of her Wonder Woman stories.
All right. I'll give you that much. And you can check this out at RagingBullets.com. It should be on episode 49, part 87. So go ahead and check that out on RagingBullets.com. So yeah, we're pretty much done at this point. Any upcoming episodes? We're going to post some show topics on the forums, and I want to make this clear that when a show topic is posted, it might be a while until we get to it, because I'm going to be posting a lot of them at once. I thank you guys for your support and all that. It's not a guarantee that you're going to see it right away. All right?
Could be so, like 8 months, right?
It could be 8 or 10 months or something like that. We don't know exactly what's going to go on. But just, you know, stay tuned. Hope you guys enjoy the show while it's coming out, and hopefully it'll be out once a week or anywhere close to that. And yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say here.
So. I got 2 more predictions for comics 20 years from now.
Go ahead.
Okay. Comic Timing will be on episode 1089.
Okay.
And Geeks Unite will be on episode 50.
and Raging Bullets will be on episode 49, part 187.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. And the Geek Brunch will be going strong.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, hey, come on, man. It's a 20-year project, right? Right? Sure?
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just like all those podcasts out there. Mm-hmm. Right. But I thank you for your confidence in the show, Brent. And also, you know what, before we wrap things up, I want to introduce a new 22 pages that we're going to be doing. And it's actually going to be the JLA Wedding Special, number one. And it's written by Dwayne McDuffie with art by Mike McCone and Andy Lanning, covered by Ed Bennis. So if you want to check this out, we will probably be reviewing it once it comes out. And it's also going to segue into a conversation in general on weddings in comic books and also relationships in comic books and whether or not they add or subtract to a character in most situations. So again, the JLA Wedding Special number one. So go ahead and check that out. Cover price of $3.99. So obviously DCBS will, if you already have it on your order, it's cheaper, but go ahead and pick it up on stands. And it's actually going to be more like 44 pages or whatever amount of pages are actually going to be in it as well. We also added on the Black Canary Wedding Special to this one, as after reading the JLA Wedding Special, we found out that it had very little to do with the actual wedding. Yeah, that's going to be a bit of a problem. So we'll also go over the Black Canary Wedding Special, but it's most specifically going to be on Do Superhero Comic Books Hate Love? And, well, I guess in general, that's just going to include whether or not the relationships are worth it in comic books. And it should be a lot of fun, so go ahead and read these issues. It'll be awesome, and you better enjoy it, bitches. Know what's happening on Comic Timing when it happens. The email address for Comic Timing is comictiming@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the forums over at thecomicforums.com/forum, which are graciously hosted by the Comic Geek Speak guys over at comicgeekspeak.com. If you want to send a voicemail to the show, you can do so over at 1-888-654-2278. When asked to enter the phone number, dial in 646-496-6848, and then the PIN 1234, and go ahead and leave us your voicemail. We'll be happy to put it on the show. We are proud members of the Comics Podcast Network over at comicspodcast.com, and we're also proud members of the League of Comic Book Podcasters, which has recently been started by Derek Howard, which I believe you can find at Comic Book Noise, I think, /League, if I remember correctly. So go ahead and check that out. And please vote for us on Podcast Alley, and please send us a review on iTunes. That would be graciously appreciated. So for Brent, for Heath, and for Juan, I'm Ian Levesque.
And remember,
there's always time for comics, bitch.
Brett, do you have the CGS one loaded?
What?
So you can read something.
Oh, hold on.
You know, like I told you before we started recording.
You said you were gonna have them both out.
Oh, what?
Hold on, let me.
All right.
It's on the.
I thought you guys were professional.
I said, and I quote. Wait, hold on, 1 second here.
Oh, shit! I didn't read that one.
Uh huh. Yeah, I said, Kay, have the CGS post for tonight open, as I'll have you read the ones posted from there, and I'll have the ones from the Comic Timing thread. Sound good? And then he says, yeah. I knew that there were only one or two up there, but I figured that you might want to actually, you know, participate, Mr. Co-host, not Co-host.
Well, at least I managed to mute the microphone as my brother came down to get this week's comics, and my neighbor knocked on the door, and so it's just... Should have had interruptions in your conversation. I didn't get to hear the story about whatchamacallit.
The guy,
Heath's nephew, and all that other stuff. I kept hearing that. I can't even find it.
Whenever you're ready.
Don't wait on me, guys.
I'm gonna draw up a sign while you guys are doing this and go down to Borders and start picketing $3.99 comics. So that's where I'll be.
Have the sign $3.99.
All right, number three. As a fairly recent convert to DCBS, it's definitely how I'm buying my comics from here on out. In 20 years, will we even have a need for an LCS? Wait, didn't I read this?
Yes, you did.
You read that already. You left off on
you stopped me in the middle!
You got up to the I'm not particularly crazy about.
Oh, you're right.
Now, Ian Levinstein.
Hey!
I'm not particularly crazy about this guy, Ian.
What else kind of jokes can we have?
Ha ha ha.
Last question.
Oh yeah, Miss Kitty Fantastico. Wow.
One.
It's no, it's not. It's a girl.
I don't care if your name is Chris.
Keep up.
Brent, you just told
us. I've seen if it would go off.
Oh, great.
Host.
Great. That, you know, it's a good thing I'm on Vibrant. That's perfect.
It's a good thing.
I will also, this guy just wants to fuck this show.
Oh. You remind people there's always
I was listening very closely.
Be glad you don't have to deal with these people every single week, because they just want to
move. I'm just these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, what, these people. Who are these people?
You people.
You people. What do you mean by you people, you racist?
I mean you fucking Jews, I swear to God.
It's like my SPF 60 that's anti-Jew.
Dude, I'm gonna tell a story here. It's gonna end up in the back. All right. This needs to be told. All right. When we were all at the Yankee game, you know, back when Purple Belly was in town, we were all went to a Yankee game. All the CJS New Yorkers, and Juan had some sunscreen because I didn't have any sunscreen. I saw one of the bar hits, and he passes me it. It's SPF 60. This shit could take the paint off of cars. All right. And I put it on my neck, and I start burning.
And crucifixes begin to show up on the back.
I'm like, dude, this, I swear to God, this is burning my skin. And he goes, like, maybe it's anti-Jew formula. Wow.
I'm sorry, I need my sugar. Oh,
Juan, exactly. You're Hispanic. What do you need sunscreen for?
Oh, you know, because I don't work in the field because I'm Puerto Rican.
Gargoyle has this to say. Hold on. Sorry, I'm eating pretzel. All right.